Welcome to the Ophthalmology Times iPod Week in Review, in which we look at some of the week's top stories on our website. Machine learning model identifies mild cognitive impairment from retinal scans. Duke Health researchers have developed a machine learning model that can differentiate normal cognition from mild cognitive impairment using retinal images from the eye. According to a Duke University Medical Center news release, the model analyzes retinal images and associated data and recognizes specific features to identify individuals with mild cognitive impairment. According to the study, which was published in Ophthalmology Science, the model demonstrates the potential for a non-invasive and inexpensive method of identifying the early signs of cognitive impairment that could progress to Alzheimer's disease.
Vantage Surgical Solutions acquires Ophthalmic Surgical Solutions. Vantage Surgical Solutions has announced the acquisition of Ophthalmic Surgical Solutions, OSS, in a press release. 1. OSS is a Kansas-based company specializing in ophthalmic surgical equipment and services, and Vantage Surgical Solutions states the move marks an important milestone in their growth strategy and further solidifies its position as a premier provider in the ophthalmic surgery industry. 1. According to the companies, customers of OSS can expect a smooth transition as the integration takes place, with both companies stating plans to provide uninterrupted service and support during this period of growth and expansion. 1. Vantage Surgical Solutions currently delivers cataract surgery equipment, IOLs, instrumentation, disposables, expert staff, and supplies to hospitals, surgery centers, and physicians.
Screening for diabetic retinopathy. One image says it all. Brazilian clinicians reported that a portable retinal camera combined with artificial intelligence demonstrated high sensitivity for screening diabetic retinopathy using only one image per eye. In this study, investigators set out to evaluate how well an AI system works when integrated into a handheld smartphone-based retinal camera to screen patients for DR using one retinal image in each eye. The study used images that were obtained from patients with diabetes during a mass screening program for DR in southern Brazil. The images were analyzed automatically using an AI system with one macula-centered, 45-degree field of view retinal image in each eye. The results were compared to the assessment carried out by a retinal specialist, considered the ground truth, who used two images per eye. Patients with ungradable images were excluded from the analysis.
ASRS 2023, Premier Meeting for Retina Science and Innovation. The 41st Annual Meeting of the American Society of Retina Specialists will convene on Friday, July 28, and extend through Tuesday, August 1, 2023. The venue is the Seattle Conference Center at 705 Pike Street, Seattle. This international state-of-the-art event offers something for everyone. Scientific papers with question and answer sessions, scientific posters with the opportunity to speak with the authors, panel discussions on controversial issues and techniques, award lectures, a retina case conference, the 25th Annual Film Festival, international symposia, and subspecialty review courses, according to Jill Blim, MS, ASRS Executive Vice President. Other highlights to look for are the Early Career Section Lunch, Saturday, July 29, 12:35 to 1:50 p.m. The Women in Retina Case Conference, Sunday, July 30, 5:05 to 6:35 p.m., and the Fellows in Training and Residence Reception at Daniels Broiler in the Hyatt Regency Seattle, Saturday, July 29, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Registration for the conference is available online at ophthalmologytimes.com.
AAO forms new membership group to support allied health professionals. In an effort to support the professional interests of allied health professionals, the American Academy of Ophthalmology has established a new membership group to welcome in members of the Association of Technical Personnel in Ophthalmology. According to an Academy news release, the group, called the American Academy of Ophthalmic Professionals, AAOP, will begin admitting technicians, ophthalmic assistants, photographers, nurses, orthoptists, and other members of the clinical team in August. As part of the Academy, AAOP members can take advantage of expanded opportunities for career advancement and access to the most up-to-date information in the field, including a new technician learning track at the Academy's annual meeting in San Francisco this November. Visit ophthalmologytimes.com for more details on these headlines and other cutting-edge content. Thank you for listening to the iPod Week in Review.